All the time, they are at work, the beavers are constantly moving to and fro, trampling down the soft clay with their paws and making all as smooth as they can. And it is a curious thing that they do all their work during the night. Every care is taken to make the dam strong, and when any part of it is broken, the beavers never rest till they have mended it. They are ever on the watch, and the Indians, who know this, try to bring them out of their hiding places by breaking the dam. In this way, the poor beavers are often caught as they rush forth to mend the breach. When the dam is finished, the beavers begin to build their little town. The houses are made from the same materials as the dam. They are all built on the edge of the pond, and passages run from them to the ground in all directions. The door of a beaver's house is under the water, generally 3 or 4 feet below the surface. There is no other opening of any kind. All the other passages lead to holes or caves where the beavers can hide themselves from their enemies. Each house holds 10 to 20 beavers. It has 2 rooms in it, one above the other. The upper one is where the beavers live. The lower room is used as a place to store their food, which consists chiefly of the bark of the silver birch and poplar trees. It is kept under water, safe from the frost, and brought up as it is wanted. Like the bird and the bee, the beaver builds its house just as God has taught him. He has not reason to guide him in his work. This gift belongs to man alone, but the lower animals are born with the power of doing everything necessary to make themselves safe and comfortable. This power is called instinct.